Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Dalet, and we're going to talk about a shita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda on the bottom of Mem Dalet Aleph talks about Mita Sheyichda Lema'os, a bread that one was miyached to put money on, Asa L'taltala. Right when I'm miyached to put money on it, it is Asur to be metaltel. So what exactly is the svara for that shita? We don't paskin like the shita L'maskana. The Gemara asks a question on the shita of Rav Yehuda. Doesn't it say that metaltel ner chadash that you're allowed to be metaltel, right? This is the sugi is a muksa here in the second half of Kira. That'd be metaltel ner chadash that was not used yet, but not a yashan, but not an old ner that was used already. So there, it's a ner, and it is still allowed to be moved. So my ner, says the Gemara de l'hachi avida, if a ner which is made to do something that is aser, ki hidlik bashari l'taltula, ki lo hidlik bashari l'taltula, if you haven't used it yet, you just designated it to use, it's mutabi metaltel. Mita de lav l'hachi avida l'koshik, it's surely a mita, which is not inherently made for a dvar aser. So how could you say that just designating it for a certain aser purpose would make it into a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara changes it. So yichta lamos, he niach alehamos. Only if you actually put money there, so then you would say that it is a problem of muksa. Then also letaltala. But lo he niach alehamos, mutter letaltala. But if you didn't put money on, it will be mutter letaltal. And if you didn't warrant miyachid it at all for mos, so then it depends if there is mos on there or not. Right? Because then it turns into a basis, which we'll only talk about another time. Yish lamos, also letaltala, in lamos, mutter letaltala. So we don't pass in like the shita of Rav Yehuda on the bottom here of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, but all the Rishonim discuss what exactly is a svara. You have a mita, you have a bed, that's a kli. It's usable, and because I think that I'm going to designate it to use it, to put money on, so then I'm usher to be metaltel this. How could you? It's a kli. So how could you undo its muchan status? We know the principle of muksa. We know that if something is not set aside for Shabbos and it doesn't have any inherent purpose, rocks and money and all the other types of muksas. But how is it possible? What's Rabbi Yehuda's svara here? Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Mita sheyichta lamos asa l'taltala. So we're going to have four ideas in the Rishonim. Again, we don't paskin this way, but in the Havamina. There is the concept. So what's the pashup shot? The pashup shot is that, as asim metaltel, right when you miyached it, Rashi, mitzara bahazmana. Right when I'm mazmin, right when I designate this bed to use for money, then it's asur. Mitzara bahazmana ba'alma v'yavu bishalo niyach alem eolam, even though I never used it. So Rashi is linking this to the sugi of hazmana elsewhere. At least two other places in Shas, the sugi of hazmana comes up. Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Amabez, that's the main sugi of hazmana. Where does hazmana usually come up? The Gemara talks about if somebody makes a beged to use for tachrichim, somebody makes for shrouds, ha'oreg beged l'mace, somebody makes, weaves a beged for a mace. So we know a mace is asur bahana, and anything connected to a mace is asur bahana. So what if somebody makes a beged for a mace, and then decides, you know, they don't want to, you know, use it for the mace, or even if they're going to use it for the mace, but it wasn't used for the mace yet. Is that already asur bahana? Machlokas abayan rava. Abaya amar asur, rava amar mutter. Why? Abaya amar asur, it's already asur. Hazmana milsahi. Hazmana, just designation, is already halachically significant. It's milsa, rashi. Milsahi ki'ilu karchubo, as if you did it already. Hazmana milsa. And therefore Abaya says it's already asur bahana. But rava amar mutter, hazmana la milsahi. Rava says no. We're passing like Rava. This is not one of the Yalkagams. We're passing like Rava. It's mutter hazmana lav milsahi. Hazmana is not significant, and therefore it would not be usher yet. And the Gemara asks, what are the sources for each of these shitas? My time at Abaya. How does Abaya know that hazmana milsa? Sham, Egla Arufa. You know it from Egla Arufa. Ma Egla Arufa Vazmana Mitzra. Right when you bring the Egla down to the Nachal Esan, the Nachal Esan becomes Asur Bahana, Vazmana Mitzra. Hainami, Vazmana Mitzra. So to everything. Right when I'm Mazmin it, it's already Asur Bahana. For Rabba Gamar Sham Shami Avodas Kochavim, Rabba learns from Avodah Zar. Ma Avodas Kochavim, Vazmana Lo Mitzra. Avodah Zar is not Neeser, just with Hazmana, for a hedyot, right? For a carbon, something is muksa, lavodazara, you already can't use it. But for hedyot, it's not afachanam, hazmana lo mitzra. So it's a machlok, it's a bayan rava about hazmana in general. We're passing like rava that hazmana is la milsa. Where else does this come up? We have this back in Maseches Brachos. What if somebody is mazmin, a bag to use for tefillin? Does it already have the status of tashmishei kedusha? Hay sudra de tefillin, Rav Chisda says, chav gimel amabes, in Maseches Brachos. The Azmanei, Sarbet Tfilin. So Gemara says, Sarbet Tfilin, Aser lemeitzar bei. Once you used it, so then it is aser to use for tzilta. Whereas a pshita, asmenei v'lo tzar bei lasmenei shari lemeitzar bei zuze. So that's the question. Could you use it for money? So if you were mazmin it and you didn't use it yet, or you used it and you weren't mazmin it yet, so then shari lemeitzar bei zuze. What about according to Abaya hazmana milsa? The Gemara there brings out the Gemara from Maseches Sanhedrin. So then, even though lo tzar bei, even though you didn't use it, you wouldn't be able to put money into it. So we know the sugyas of hazmana. So Rashi here is bringing in that case. Hazmana. If somebody has mazmin something for a dvar muksa, so then does it become aser? So again, keep in mind though that this is different than the other hazmanas. The other hazmanas are, you're trying to create an iser, so to speak, that is somewhat new, right? If somebody has an item making a beged for a mace, if I designate it for a mace, here, it's something that is usable on Shabbos, and I'm trying to say it is not usable on Shabbos. I'm going to use it for money. So it's not exactly the same. Again, you can talk about the similarities and the differences, but that's what Rashi brings in. So 4 days in the Rishonim. First Tosfos. Tosfos right here. Tosfos on an Aleph and on a Beis. Two different suggestions. Tosfos right here on the bottom. Again, you have a bed that's inherently, you know, usable, right? That's what makes this also more of a chiddush to apply hazmana. Because muks is about non-usability. This has usability. So nira da filu l'tzara gufa l'tzara makoma aser. Tosfos says, it cannot be moved l'tzara gufa or makoma. What is Tosfos talking about? Tosfos seems to be talking about in the world of klisha malach to l'iser. Because all other mukses, there's nothing to talk about. You can't move it. Tzara makoma, tzara gufa, that's klisha malach to l'isers. And Tosfos says, it's aser. So what is Tosfos trying to drive at? Mosei, Tosfos is saying that this has become, because I say that this meat is going to be used for money, so then I have made it into a kli, shekol malachto l'isser. Tekima sheyichta l'mos, shuv ein osin mimeno shum tashmish, v'have kechatzotzrots. It's like chatzotzrots, the trumpets. The Rebbe Kiva Eger says, look earlier, daf lamed vav, the trumpets. The Gemara said earlier that a shofar is not really muksan Shabbos. It's a klisha malach to l'isser because you use it to carry water because it's bent. It has a curve. But chatzotzrots are straight and therefore it just has two holes in the bottom of it on the two sides of it, so it's useless. Va'avika chatzotzrots to asal ataltol al Rebbe Yehuda afilu l'tzrakufu makoma, says Tosfos. And the way Tosfos is understood is that Tosfos says, by my thought, I can make something into a kli shekol malachto l'isser. How did Tosfos know this? That this is usr even, that Rav Yehuda Marav holds, that it's usr even l'sarach gufa l'sarach makoma. So Sam Sofer says, because look at the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara, what was the Gemara's kasha? Because we rejected this. We said, I'm not going to be in a hole this way. Tosfos, the Gemara asked that you're allowed to move a candle. Ner chadosh avalo yashan. So one second, says Chassam Sofer, maybe there's no stira. Maybe when it says you can move the Ner Chadash, that means Letzarach Gufo, Letzarach Makomo. While here, when Rav says you're not allowed to use it, maybe that just means Mechama Letzel for protection of the item itself. The Gemara doesn't make that distinction. So it must be, the Chassam Sofer says, that's how Tosfos knows, that it is going to be completely Aser, a Kli that is Kol Malachto L'Isser. So again, if this is true, so then we have to just chaser a little bit some of the halacha. So remember, this is a discussion. What is a klisha malachto l'isser and what is a klisha kol malachto l'isser? Klisha malachto l'isser, a scissors, a stapler, a pen, a crayon, all of those are klisha malachto l'isser, and we paskin, those are allowed to be moved. Let's start Google, let's start Makoma, right? This is the first simon in Shulchan Aruch about Muksa. There's a couple of them, Shin Ches, Shin Tesh, Shin Yud, Shin Yud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, in simon Shin Ches, in the beginning, kli shemalach l'isser, sif gimel, kli shemalach l'isser, mutzul l'taltalo, you're allowed to move it. Bein l'tzarach gufo, kagon, kurnis shel zahavim, I can take a hammer. O nafachim, l'tzor b'el gozim. Kurdom, I can take an axe. L'achtach po tveila, bein l'tzarach makomo, t'hain l'tzarach l'shtamish b'makom, shakli munachsham. So you can move it as long as it is, it's possible to use it for some type of mutter purpose. Once you have it in your hand, you can put it wherever you want. What's usr? Avol mechama letzel, from the sun to the shade. Hainu shein etzorach letaltalo. Ela bevedei sheyari sheyishaver. O yiganev shem usr. But if I'm just doing it for the protection of the kli, so then it is usr. So that's the basic halacha that is known in Hilchas Muksa. Kli shemalachto l'isser. How do you determine a kli shemalachto l'isser? A stapler generally is not used as a napkin holder to hold napkins down in the wind. A pen is usually not used for something mutter. So how do you know? So the poskim say that as long as it is possible, As long as it is possible to use it, it is good enough, says the Mishnah Berurah here. Look in the Bir Halacha. V'dasha kasav apri magadim v'atakta b'mishnah Berurah dikli sherov malachto l'iser. Even rov, right? Rov malachto, a scissors, a stapler, a pen, maybe even a cell phone. It's rov malachto l'iser. Hugamkin b'chal klisha malachto l'iser. It's still considered a klisha malachto l'iser, which we hold can be moved. Let's start Google. Let's start Makoma. Ulanias daitia yaniris is a dafka. Says the Bir Halacha, this is all. You have the limits of being called the Klisha Malach Tal Isser. If 90% of it is Klisha Malach Tal is for Isurim, and 10% is Leheter. Avalam Derech HaKlil Yishtamish Bo L'Shneyem. What if it's 50-50? It's used for both. Scissors. Scissors could be used to cut chicken. There are chicken scissors, and it can be used to cut tablecloths and strings and other things. For Rachel Isser Mishtamshin Bo Yoser, even 60-40, maybe that's even mutter mechamel itzel. Maybe that's not even included in klishim lato lisser. Talo asuya maleches heter gamkein bitzarech ians. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it bitzarech ian. But again, this is the discussion of kli shemalato lisser. Even if rov malato lisser, it's still going to be mutter to move lesar kufa lesar makomo. Even if it is very far fetched, right? The Piskei Tshuvas discusses based on Achronim. Iker Yehudo avur shimash ha'aser la'asos b'Shabbos. Agam roli la'asos bo shimash al heter. V'afiluim rak le'itim rechokos. How often do I use a stapler for a mutter purpose or for a crayon? Even if it's only used for a heter purpose, b'shas atchak. Avalim gam b'shas atchak v'derach agav lo'yas bo shimash heter. But as the Piskei Tshuvas notes, and he quotes this from the Achronim, but if there is something that there's no usage for laheter, so that's klisha malachto kulo leisser, and then that would be muksa machpas gufo, and you wouldn't be able to move it even lesar gufo makomo, and that's what Tosfos says here. What's an example of that? Tosfos chatzotros, right? The trumpets that are straight. What can you use that for? I guess you could use anything for a napkin, you don't want it to go in the wind. But again, Tosfos doesn't assume that. There are some things that are totally, don't have any purpose, laheter, and therefore it is aser. What the big discussion, what about a candle? A candle, the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of Reish Ayin Tes, discusses this. Avo b'ner shalonu shekorin leichter, o pamuto shalonu shekorin lampen, heim ba'atzman muksim, mitam she'inem ru'uyim l'shum tashmish, rak lahadlikbo. There's not even a 1%. Fahavi malachto leisser shayin and roy la malachas heter klal. Fahavi muksa gemura afshol alikabo klal. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So with all that background, that's what Tosfos is saying here. But what's the chiddush of Tosfos? The chiddush of Tosfos is that you can do this in your mind, just with azmana, right? What you could do is you can take a bed and say, I'm going to use this for a usher purpose, and in that way make it, give it the status of a klisha malachto kulo leisser. So again, it's a chiddush gadol. Again, we know paskin that way, but that is Tosfos. But if you look in a different Tosfos, this Tosfos we don't have. This Tosfos is quoted in the Ramban and in the Rashba. Right here, they quote a Tosfos, a different idea. Again, why is it that if I think I'm going to put money on this chair, this table, and forever, that's what I'm going to use it for. I'm never going to sit on it. I'm just going to use it. That's enough to make it muksa, says the Ramban. V'li nira. Quoting Baal Yatosis, Shemita Sheyichta. I'm sorry, I skipped the Velo Dami Lemita Sheyichta Lemos. Sheminiach Basel Taltala. Vipnei Shehi Asuya Laniach Bamo Shal Kol Shah. Vidami Kemi Shehi Nichumo Shem Beshabbos. Thinking about designating, it's Keilu you actually put money on Shabbos. Wow, that sounds like Abaya, not like Rava. Remember, we pass on like Rava. Hazman la milsa. What did Abaya say? Hazman la milsa. Rashi said there in Masechah Sanhedrin that it's ki'ilu you actually used it. So the Ramban says that's the chumra that we do here. Because you designate you're going to put money on it. It's ki'ilu you put money on it. It's as if it has money on it right now, and therefore it's a bustle, so davar ha'aser. It's never had money on it in its life, in its existence. I think I'm now going to use it to put money on. Says the Ramban, according to this daya, it's ki'ilu you did put money on it. Which is fascinating. We know there are many sugyas of, you know, destiny impacting on present status. There are many, five or six sugyas in Shas about Kala Omeid. Kala Omeid Ligzos Kagazes Dami. Kala Omeid Ligvos Kigavi Davi. Kala Omeid Listrof Kesarov Dami. All the Kala Omeids, right? In the future, that is impacts present status. Or kitusei mechta shiure, right? Like an esrog that you have is from an ir nidachas. You're not allowed to use because it's kiilu, it's burned already. It's a kiilu, there is no shiur. Kitusei mechta shiure. Or the sugi of hoel. Since guests might come as kiilu guests came already. So it's all the same idea. Because something can happen, will happen, the destiny will happen in the future, is kiilu what happened now. Brera, the sugya brera, what the Amshal Shlomo calls the biggest sugya in Shas. What's brera? Because something's going to become clear in the future, I'm allowed to see the roots of that in the past. Brera. Or, again, all of these are the same. Yeir shalomidas. What's the sugya in Elo Metzias? The person doesn't know that he lost it yet, but when he knows, realizes that he lost it, he's going to have Yeush. So maybe right now I can already view that as if it already happened. Again, all of these are about trying to impact present status based on the destiny of this item and what's going to happen in this case. So that the Ramban quotes us from Bali Atosvis, that it's this case, because I designated it to put money on, so then I can't view it as if money is already on it. But again, this is a chiddush to say this, because again, we paskin like Rava. We paskin like Rava, not Hasmana Milson. It doesn't sound like the Gemara rejects that is the reason that the Gemara is upset about it. That's a kasha from there. Okay, either way, two more ideas. The Ramban himself gives another shot. Says the Ramban, this is a kli shemalachto leisra at most. You're allowed to move lasarach guva lasarach makomo. Ella mitok she'adam maksa daito mehen miyeshiva shela. Because a person decides, I will never sit on this chair, on this mita. Ve'ein adam mishane osa l'shum tashmish acher. I'm not going to use this ever again. Batel Torah's klimi mena, vizu yaksa shela. Wow, says the Ramban, it's not that you're making it into a kli shemalachtel iser. You're removing its shame kli. You're removing its status as a usable item in this regard. It doesn't have a shame kli. You're never going to use this to sit on. So you know, that's why it's muksa. It's not muksa because ki'ilu the money's on it. No. What's muksa? Muksa, if something is not a kli in ochel, so then it's muksa. So, says the Ramban, that's what you did here. You have removed its status of a kli. It's therefore muksa machmas gufo. And again, this is fascinating. It looks like a kli. It smells like a kli. Right? But we know from let's say Ilchas Tumah V'Tahara, the Mishnayos and Kelim talk about. Let's say I have an item. If I want to use it as a rug, it has Gemar Malacha and it's called a kli. But what if I'm still going to process it into something else? So then maybe it doesn't have a shame kli yet. So sometimes physical realities don't determine halachic realities. And even though this is usable physically, but because in my das, I don't have das to use it, that could remove its shame kli. Again, it's a chiddush because in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, it's in the processing process. And while it's being processed, if I'm not at the final stage, I don't have Gemar Malacha yet, then you could say, oh, you know, it doesn't have a shame kli yet. If something already has a shame kli, and then I decide not to use it, that's much harder. It's much harder to remove a shame kli that already exists than to get it a shame kli in the first place. You could say it didn't finish, but, you know, that's a chiddush. Okay, but either way, fine. Last pshat. Again, Tosva says, what's the pshat? Again, let's review. Amita sheyichta lemos asla tatala. Why? Tosva says, you made it into a kli shekomalach leiser. Tosva, the Ramban quotes in the first day on the Bali HaTosfos, it's kili, you actually put money on it. So it's a basal stavar aser. The third day, the Ramban himself says, you've removed the shame kli. You've made it not usable. Right? Because you're going to put money on it. So what do you mean it's not usable? It's not usable to sit on. It's going to say that you removed the shame kli. You're still going to use it for something, but again, that's the Ramban. And finally, Tosfos on the bottom of today's daf, on Mem Dal and Amabes. Tosfos' lashon is, to meet the kapit alei miyachid lamakom. Once you're makpid on it, you're miyachid makom. What does that mean? And he quotes the Gemara later on, kuf chav gimel, hakol modim tekiv et kapit alei miyachid lamakom. You're miyachid lamakom. What does that mean? So the Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef said this is arguing on the first opinion. The Beis Yosef at the end of Shin Yud. The end of Shin Yud, Siv Zayin. You've made it into a kli shemalach to l'isser. A mita is a kli shemalach to l'heter. By doing this, you've made it into a kli shemalach to l'isser. So you can move the sarkol for the sarkolgomo. That's all he means. And he argues with that earlier day of Tosfos. But if you look at the Magen Avraham here seems to say the Pashas of Tosfos in Siv Katan Hey, he says, no, you've made it into a kli shemuksa, not a kli, muksa machmas
Chesron Kiss. He quotes this from the Beis Yosef, to keep it to kapit alei miyachilo makam.
That's a lashon of muksam apas Chesron Kiss.
The imkin if he lets her a gufa waser, the dami legrogus vitzimukin.
So you made it to muksam apas Chesron Kiss, which is one of the more chomer mukses, and it can't be moved at all. So four different opinions. What is the pshat of this Rav Yehuda Marava, mita sheyichta, klisha malachto kulo leiser, klisha malachto leiser, that's the last one. Have you removed it shame kli? Or have you made it into a busless ladavar ha'aser? Either way, we don't paskin this way. We paskin lemaskana that only if you actually put money on it. Okay, we'll stop here.